Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, the Mets are about to go on another run, and it's because of the return of Edwin Diaz. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. The Mets are about to go on another run, and it's because of the return of Edwin Diaz. As all eyes were on the returning Edwin Diaz, who was serving a far suspension, let's be honest. He should have been told by Major League Baseball to wash his hands. He shouldn't have had to serve what I called an 11-game suspension. I know a lot of you felt it was 10 games. It's really 11 games because he got booted from the game against the Cubs and then had to serve the 10 games. So it was 11 games. The Mets went 6-5 in that stretch. They had a small skid there leading into Edwin Diaz's return. And all eyes, of course, were on Edwin Diaz. And the world was watching because everybody wanted to see how Edwin Diaz would handle coming back from the suspension. Post sticky stuff on his hands. Where would the velocity be at? Where would the spin rate be at? How would he look in his first pressurized situation? And I'm here to tell you, Edwin Diaz looked damn good. He looked damn good. And everybody that says the bullpen is an issue, and at times it has been. And it's been an issue when Edwin Diaz has either struggled, which I don't expect him to do the rest of the regular season, because I think he comes back here after being embarrassed on national television. He comes back with a vengeance. He comes back pissed off, ticked off, after people question him, challenge him, argue whether or not he's done, over the hill, nervous, worried that he doesn't have it anymore, and that's why he puts stuff all over his hands. And with everybody watching, Edwin Diaz, in a game where those that live in negativity, and of course I do not, Positive Tommy, is undefeated, and I preach the power of positivity, and I will lead the way. For those of you that were feeling negative and feeling like the Mets were ruining your July 4th weekend, and for those of you that were sitting there waiting with bated breath, thinking, here we go, Edwin Diaz, he's going to blow this, the sticky stuff, he's over the hill and he knows it. Edwin Diaz threw P after P after P at the plate and wrapped up the Pirates in short order. And to me, that gives all the confidence. I had the confidence already, and I've pointed to Edwin Diaz multiple times here this season as the guy, as the beacon of light in the bullpen, because it's been their biggest issue. And the Mets would be several games over 500 if the bullpen at times this season hasn't been historically bad. So when Edwin got back from the IL, which he needed a mental break and he needed a physical break, he came back, he was rocking and rolling, he looked great, the Mets were playing great, and I said, here we go. They have inched closer and closer and closer to 500. Edwin Diaz gets back, he solidifies the back end of the bullpen, the team's biggest weakness. And then, of course, that Sunday night in Chicago, gets booted from the game right as the Mets are rocking and rolling. And now everybody wanted to get negative. And people that live in negativity and feel like, here we go again, and here comes the collapse, and it was a good couple of weeks, and Grimace, and OMG, and now it's going to go all down the tube because Edwin Diaz is going to serve this, what I call 11-game suspension. And when he gets back, we don't know what Edwin Diaz we're going to get. And yesterday answered all those questions because we got the old Edwin Diaz. And now in the games that Edwin Diaz has pitched since coming back from the IL, he has looked like the Edwin Diaz of a couple years ago. Back, throwing 100 miles an hour, being that dominant closer at the end of games. And now the bullpen starting to take shape. Nunez, I think, will settle in. I know Mendy likes to, you know, move people around, and it's because there have been issues in the bullpen, so it's hard to give guys roles when guys haven't been consistent. But I think Nunez has developed into that eighth inning guy, a guy that is in the circle of trust, and then Diaz in the ninth. You get Sean Reed Foley back after the All-Star break, and those that are patient, those that are positive, the universe rewards you for being patient and for being positive. And part of the and Foley has been great out of the pen, and that's a big time arm coming back after the All-Star break. And of course, Kodai Senga, but that's rotation. I'm really focusing here on the bullpen. And the reason I preach positivity with the Mets is because the season is long. It has many peaks and valleys. And if you live on the razor's edge day in, day out with baseball, it will not reward you. Team loses two in a row. Oh, trade Pete Alonso. It's over. Team wins three games in a row. Oh, it's because a McDonald's character showed up. Fads are fads. The power of positivity is forever. And if you view this season in that manner, it will reward you that because, and I've said it from day one, and I've said it all season long, this Mets team is spunky. Every single time it looked like they were going to let go of the rope, they did not. They have been spunky. And this team is a different team when Alvarez is behind the dish and Edwin Diaz is coming out of the bullpen as a confident elite closer. And you will now get both of those going forward. You got two games left here with the Pirates. Then you have a home stretch here before the All-Star break. You get the Nationals. You get the pathetic Rockies. And you have a chance to get right, to get fat, and go on a run, which I think the Mets will do here, because the lineup, like I have said all season long, has the potential to be special. Lindor, top five player in baseball over the last month. Nimmo has been hot. Pete Alonso, you look up, and all the people that want to point to the batting average, he's hitting right around 245, 250, and that batting average is on the rise. Of course, we know what J.D. Martinez means in the middle of the order. Vientos, rock star, and Francisco Alvarez, even at 22, is the leader of this team. So the lineup is very special. Now, the rotation with Scott coming back, with Senga on his way back after the All-Star break, Seve, of course, Manaea, they have a very good depth in the starting rotation. And the bullpen, like I said, is the only issue. It's the only reason we're sitting here right now. And instead of, you know, the Mets now are a game under 500, they'd be several games over 500 if the bullpen was good all season long. It's been historically bad at times. It has looked ugly. It has allowed people to creep into that positivity or negativity mindset. And it has crept into the minds of, hey, this is why this team won't make it. And I'm here to tell you that they will, and they will go on a run. And part of it is, of course, yes, When you expand the postseason, it allows more teams to dream. It allows more teams to believe. But that's what we're dealing with. It's not 1997. It's not win 100 games. The Mets tried that. It's not winning your division. It's not about that anymore. Those are nice. Those are great accolades. Of course you'd love to win 105 games. Of course you'd love to win the division. But there is more than one way to get in. And we've seen that now over the last couple years, that all you got to do is get in and anything can happen. So for those that are rooting against it, and if you're part of the no fun police or you root for the Yankees, I totally get it. You want to drink the tears. You don't want to have any fun. You see that there's fun going on. You see that there's concerts. You see that there's Grimace. You see that there's OMG. You see that there's the power of positivity, and you want to break it up. Much like the real police. Remember when we were younger and we'd have keggers and we'd drink and they'd go, guys, you can't. You're not 21 years old. And I get that. But I don't get the no fun police, because you are living in negativity. You're not having any fun, and you don't want anybody else to have any fun. And for those of you that believe in mushes and hocus pocus and, oh, the Mets touched the money and they had a parade and they had a concert and all of a sudden they were going to, you know, fall into the abyss, I'm here to tell you that that's not going to happen, because it's not about that. It's about power of positivity. It's about understanding the positives of this team and recognizing the positives of this Mets team. And it all, to me now, starts with Edwin Diaz being that guy at the end of the bullpen, a guy that you can trust coming out of the ninth inning, because that was a big test yesterday. A lot of people I know holding their breath, wondering, oh boy, and when he skips a pitch or hits O'Neill Cruz between his, you know, pinky toe, I'm sure there were plenty of people that said, yep, I knew it. I knew it. He's shot and he knows it. And Edwin Diaz answered the bell, and he answered it emphatically. And now you look at their biggest weakness, and it no longer will be a weakness. I promise you, as I sit here July 4th weekend, I promise you, this bullpen will become a strength, because Nunez is blossoming before our eyes. Sean Reed Foley, a guy that pitched very well, that has good stuff, that throws hard, will be back sooner than later. And Edwin Diaz, ninth inning, a guy you can trust, a guy that can slam the door, a guy where you have confidence, right? Confidence. They didn't blow the game yesterday. Edwin Diaz, in short order, closed the door. I was confident when he came back off the IL. I'm even more confident in him after this suspension, because all signs could have pointed to him not being the same guy. And he showed he was. He showed he is that elite closer still. He showed he still has elite stuff. He could still get it up to 100 miles an hour. He's the guy that Mendy could trust at the back of the bullpen. And it's a little early for this, but I'll just throw a little bit of salt on it right now, because we are in the month of July and the trade deadline is this month. There are going to be names available at the deadline. There are going to be opportunities to get guys. Stearns will be aggressive. Cohen will be aggressive. They will be buyers. They will not be sellers. Both guys have told you all season long that the Mets are a playoff team, and they are going to act accordingly at the deadline. Why would they say the team is a playoff team and then at the deadline not be aggressive, especially in a situation where they could use a little bit of help? Why would they not be that? Now, you already heard Chris Young, the Rangers GM, say that David Robertson, an old friend, could be available. Kirby Yates could be available. So, and that's just the start of it. There will be arms. The Marlins, we know, are going to be selling. The Rockies are going to be selling. Teams that are either out of it. Texas, of course, is on a honeymoon year after winning the World Series. And the Rockies are pathetic and the Marlins are pathetic. So there's going to be teams at the deadline that are going to be looking to dump players off. And the Mets are going to be aggressive, because Steve Cohen is a winner and he's going to want to win. So this idea, this farce, mostly perpetrated by the no fun police, that he's going to trade players off, that he's not going to be aggressive, that he's going to give away players, is ridiculous. That's not going to happen. The Mets are going to be aggressive. They are going to buy arms. They are going to put themselves in a position to get into the playoffs, because it's about getting into the playoffs and taking your chances. Also, it's about building the culture of the Mets. If you want to make the Mets a destination, if you want to make them sexy, if you want to make them a place where a Juan Soto type, I'm not saying Juan Soto specifically, but let's just say Juan Soto and Juan Soto's of the future want to come to Queens, you have to build a winner. Because when it comes to money, yes, Steve Cohen has a lot of it. If my salary dropped on the floor, he wouldn't pick it up. We all know that. He's a billionaire on top of a billion. He's got a million, billion, gajillion dollars. I just made up gajillion dollars. He is loaded. But he is selling a product over the last, you know, I don't know, let's say 30 years that hasn't been a consistent winner. So in order to attract free agents, you have to build that consistent winner. You got to become the Dodgers. You got to become the Yankees. You got to become the Braves. You got to do that. So you got to start somewhere, and it starts with this season, getting into the playoffs, having fun, making it, wow, this is really, wow, the Mets are having fun. They're winning games. Wow, they got into October. Wow, they're doing things. They're going places. That is smart. That is smart business. And as a fan base, that is where we need to be at. That is the mentality, to be positive. What is negative going to get you? I was negative for 38 years with the Mets. You know what it got me? Squat. Nothing. So let's be positive. And so far, my positivity has rewarded me because the Mets are having a fun season. Win or loss, they're fun. They're a roller coaster ride. And all the gimmicks that go along with it, the Mets are having fun, and they're giving us a fun season. So why not be positive? 888-808-1019, and they're going on a run because of the return of Edwin Diaz. Let's go to Gary in Waterbury. What's up, Gary?
Oh, my man, Possum Pans.
Gary,
Loogie!
Yes.
I can't get that out of my head. You know, I hear that every time. Yo, and how many playoff wins do the Mets have under Big Uncle Stevie?
Yes.
Out Stevie. How many playoff wins do they have since he took
over? Gary, the run of Steve Cohen as the owner of the Mets has not gone to plan that we all have had, and he has had. I agree with that. I'm not going to sit here and say that they have been this great franchise under Steve Cohen. What I will say, and I've said this before, is I think what Steve Cohen did wrong was that he said, I'm going to come in here, and in 3 to 5 years, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win. Why set those expectations outwardly and publicly if you don't have to do that?
Yeah,
so I'm sure he wished he didn't do that.
But he's got to prove it. I mean, you got to show me before I believe in it. You know that.
No, Tumba, what are they, like in The Lion King, you put your past and your behind. You don't worry about the past, and you worry about the future, and you worry about the present. So I don't care what he did a year ago. I don't care what the Mets did 3 years ago, Gary. I care about what they're doing now.
Don't puff your chest out about Diaz. It's one.
Why not?
This is the
Why not? The
Pirates in the Nats they're facing.
Why am I not allowed to puff my chest out? No, hold on. Explain to me why I'm not allowed to pump my chest out for Edwin Diaz, a elite closer with sensational stuff. Why am I not allowed to do that? Let me ask you this, Gary.
Hold on.
If Edwin Diaz blew the save yesterday and melted down and gave up 4 runs, you would have called me, and what would you have said?
No, but what would you have said?
What would you have said?
No, I'm just saying you got to prove it.
No. But if he failed,
if he failed
yesterday, you would have told me he's shot. He's done. So why are you allowed to overreact in a negative way?
I'm not going to overreact to one game. I'm just saying, do it for a stretch. Like,
was he not good after he came off the IL?
Same thing with the Yanks. I don't think the Yanks are back. Do it for a stretch. Like, just because you win one game, it's not. You gotta prove it over a stretch. It's baseball, Susan.
But Edwin Diaz has proven it throughout his career. He struggled early before he went on the IL. He came back in those couple appearances off the IL and looked like the old Edwin Diaz. And then once again, he looked like the old Edwin Diaz yesterday. So he's been proving
it. He's a cheater, too.
Let's get to the root of this. Why don't you like Edwin Diaz? No, because you threw out the word cheater.
I do.
It's like when I fight with my wife and she calls me lazy. So why are you mad at him? What?
He's been up and down. I'm not mad at him. He's been up and down.
But why'd you call him a cheater? Why did you have to throw the word cheater out there? Why did you have to go that route?
Well, that's a fact. If you get suspended, everyone does it versus A-Rod.
No, because other guys are allowed to wash their hands, and other guys are allowed to do other things. You don't like the guy. I don't even know which team you root for there. It sounded like you rooted for maybe both. It was hard to tell. I wanted to ask you that. But I'm allowed to pump my chest out, and I'm allowed to be confident and positive in an elite closer when he pitches well. Because I guarantee you, if he stunk, if he gave up five runs, you, the no fun police, would be out in droves today telling me he's shot, the trumpets, it's over, he's a cheater, he's this, he's that, he's done, he's finished, the Mets should just pack it in. So you can't have it both ways, because when they do well and he does well and the Mets are about to go on another run here and they're creeping back to 500 and everything is coming up roses, no. You can't have it both ways. You just can't. Or I'm gonna challenge you on it and I'm going to try to get you to answer the question. Now, you hung up because you knew you were beat. Now, feel free to call back. And listen, Loogie's stuck in your head. It's going to continue to get stuck in your head there because you know what? It's pretty catchy. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Ray in Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing good, bro.
Tommy, you're absolutely right, Tom. Mm-hmm. The bottom line, this bullpen is going to be corrected by the trade deadline. And I like the additions of Buto and Nunez. They're going to be the new late inning guys to lead up to Diaz. And our lineup now, it's only going to get better. You're going to have Diaz in there now. You know, every day we missed him almost for 2 months there. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, as bad as the bullpen was, we're 2.5 games out for the wild card. We're as good as any of those teams, any three of them, San Diego, well, maybe not Atlanta. But you know what? I don't rule out a chance that we can catch Atlanta. The bottom line, we're going to play good ball the rest of the way, Luke. And you know what? You're one of the few guys around that stuck up for them when everybody threw them under the bus when they weren't playing well.
Well, Ray, I mean, I think that's because I preach the power of positivity. Of course, I'm the future of the station. I'm a generational talent, and I will lead us. And I think you hit on a lot of great points there, and I'll go through them one by one. Yes, I agree with you. I think Nunez ends up being the eighth inning guy. I think Buto will have a role in this bullpen. Sean Reed Foley, when he gets back after the All-Star break. Edwin Diaz returning into elite form in the ninth inning. And you brought it up. Even with their ups and downs and ebb and flows and this, that, and the other, they're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot. That's it. And they're as good as any team that is going for that spot, either behind them or in front of them. They're as good as any of those teams. If you'd care to argue it, we can. But the reality is, they are as good as any of those teams. The lineup that you brought up, yes, I've said it all year long. I said it before the season when they got J.D. Martinez. It has a chance to be special, and you are seeing that. We are seeing that play out right before our eyes. Top to bottom, Lindor, Nimmo, Pete, JD, Alvarez, Vientos, Bader, who's banged up, he's not playing today, but even Bader is spunky, he gives you a little something. They have a very, 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 very good lineup that has the potential to be special. We didn't get to see that potential through the first couple of months for various reasons. Obviously, JD Martinez started out on the IL, then Big Al went on the IL when he got hurt in Los Angeles, and then the slow start to the season of guys like Lindor and Nimmo and Alonso. So you never really got to see the full potential of it. Now we are seeing it, and they are putting up runs, and they are putting up big-time offensive performances. So you hit on a lot of really, 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 really good points there. Positive points, because it's easy to look at a negative here and there, and I'm here to tell you that the bullpen, which has been their negative, is going to turn into a positive. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Kevin is in Milford. What's up, Kev?
What's up, Loogie? How are you?
Good, bro. How you doing?
Loogie! You've been the man, bro. I'm the only other Mets fan around that was positive this whole time. And like you said, Diaz, if he sucked last night, oh my God, people would be killing
us. Of course. Of course.
But he didn't.
Exactly.
But he didn't.
Nope.
And here comes the run, baby. 7 in a row to the All-Star break. Let's do this.
No, Kevin, I love the positivity. Keep enjoying your Sunday. It sounds like you're having a really good time. And yeah, it opens up for him. Obviously, the two games here with Pittsburgh, and then Washington, and then Colorado. The schedule softens up, and the Mets are now back to a full strength that they could be, obviously, with Senga and other guys coming back. But right now, they are back to full strength because they got Edwin Diaz back. And I remember it. I sat there Sunday night as Edwin Diaz was embarrassed on national TV because, you know what? Hey, Edwin, sugar, go wash your hands, bro. Do us a favor. You might have too much. You don't think you have a lot of sticky stuff on your hands? We do. Go wash your hands. You know, when your parents would tell you to, you know, go wash your mouth because you had ketchup all over it, you going to argue with them? Nah, not really. Don't argue. Just go wash your mouth. Your aunt and uncle are coming over later. That's it. Just go do that. But no, he had to go serve a stupid four suspension because the sticky stuff is a dog and pony show. We all know that. It's ridiculous. It's dumb. It's a witch hunt. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. He has to serve 11 games. Please, just go wash your hands. Call it a day. I mean, honestly, we've all been pulled over for speeding. You're going 5, 10 miles over the speed limit. You know what? Just give me a pass. Let me go. I'll slow down next time. I mean, honestly, the guy's got to serve 10, 11 games. But I was there Sunday night, and I felt the negativity in the air, and I felt like people were ready to let the air out of the balloon and say it's over and say it's this, it's that, it's the other. The bullpen is bad already, and now we're losing Diaz. And oh, no, the big bad Yankees are coming up, and they, you know, beat them 2 in a row and embarrassed them, quite frankly. And then, oh, man, how are we going to get over this? Well, they went 6-5 in the Diaz suspension. They're 1-0 since he got back, and it's been good overall. And it's an overall sport. It's a long season. There are many peaks and valleys. There are. And baseball right now is set up where they let a lot of teams in. And you're 2.5 back of a wild card spot. Just think about the lowest of lows this season. The lowest of lows. The start of the year where they were drawing Evan, his dad, and Mr. Softy. I mean, that's basically, that was the only people at Citi Field. I mean, there was, like, you know, friends and family. There was nobody there. You couldn't get a celebrity. You could get anybody. I don't even think Mr. and Mrs. Met were showing up early in the year. It was ugly. It was cold. It was rainy. It was bad. It was brutal. And then think about maybe this little skid here that they've had over the last week or so, or July, we'll call it. Just think about that. Think about all of that. And then say, wow, they're only 2.5 back of a wild card spot. That's it. Having Alvarez be out for a while, Edwin Diaz out for a while in his struggles. They're 2.5. Kodai Senga, who was their ace going into the season, hasn't thrown a freaking pitch in the big leagues this year. 2.5 out. 2.5. 2.5. Positivity. This is a good baseball team, and they've shown it. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Gary in North Salem. What's up, Gary? Yo, Gary,
hey,
what's
Ruby,
up, dude?
How you doing, man?
Good, bro.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Before I get into this positivity with the Mets, I know you're a big EMD guy. Were you a big fan of hitting the Manhattan nightclubs years ago in high school years? You know,
so,
exit, south.
Yeah, south, you're saying EDM. You're saying EDM. Yeah, I was a huge Pacha guy, which is no longer in existence. The legendary Pacha here, right on the you know, the west side. Loved going there.
Yeah.
I would take, like, the, I don't know, the 6 a.m. train home, which the drunk train, of course, the legendary drunk train is 2:30. And then you have the Pacha train, which is like 4:30 in the morning, and people are just, you know, warped out of their minds. So, yeah, no, I was a huge fan of that. Huge fan of the underground scene. I'm a little past my prime
too,
when it comes to going out. But, oh, you did too?
Yeah.
What spots did you hit up there?
We went to a lot of South Factory, Exit, Webster. Well, I'm from Westchester County, so we're close, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're Jonathan Peters, you're Danny Tenaglia's,
like
your New York City sound. I love it, bro. I love the scene.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
the music. It's great.
Have you been over to the Brooklyn Mirage joint? That looks good. I've seen that online.
Yeah, so I lived relatively close by. I actually saw Steve Aoki there right before the pandemic. And when I say right before, I mean like days before. And it was like, I got to see Steve there. I've been there a few times. Great spot. Brooklyn Mirage. Awesome. The outdoor, indoor. It's got a little double action going on. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I've been EDC,
nice.
Electric Zoo, Vegas. I've done it pretty much all. I mean, there's a few things. Few things on the bucket list still, but yeah, I've been around. I've spent many nights at the Roxbury.
Yeah, me too. I always said, if I got one thing out from, you know, doing that, we were younger, clubbing, is the music. I love it, man. I still love it all.
Yes,
but positivity about these Mets, man. 40-year-old dire Mets fan. I'm going through a lot of negativity in my life, so this is nice to personal life. It's nice to hear a little bit of positivity with you know, another Trump everyday life problems, but it's nice to have positivity. You just look for a good season. We've been through it. Like I said, 40 years old, you know, you're around my age.
Yep.
You want to see a good competitive season. And this is a good team. And I'm also a dire Giants fan. Like, in this Giants season, I know we're not going to win anything, but you just want to see improvement. You know, we've seen what it takes to win championships with the Giants. Almost there with our Mets. But like you said, positive. Just want to see a nice season through the summer. You don't want it to be over by Labor
Yeah, Memorial
Labor Day weekend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Or Labor Day or Fourth of July. Yeah.
Right.
So. No, I hear you, Gar, and I get it, bro, and I appreciate it. And yeah, we're around the same age. I'll be 39 in about a month or so. Send me money if you can. I would say this. The positivity, the way I look at it too also is I spent 38 years being negative with the Mets, and I think a lot of people love the negative Met fan. They love to drink the tears. It's funny. It's ha-ha, hee-ha, LOL Mets, and I no longer will give you those tears to drink, and I think a lot of the people that lead this fan base are negative, and if that's what you want to be, that's what you want to be, but as a voice, as a person who has a voice, I have now chosen to be positive, and you're right. There's so many, Gary, you have things going on in your life. There's so much negativity in the world, right? The people that are running for president are arguing about their golf game. And that's the most passionate they were. I mean, geez, turn on the news. So why would I want to be negative with sports? Sports is all about hope. It's all about wishing and dreaming and wanting that moment. Game 6 this year, Knicks, Sixers in Philly. If I could bottle up, I was at the game. If I could bottle that up and sell it, I'd be a billionaire. And guess what? You would never hear Loogie ever again. I'd be in Mykonos on a yacht with Sydney Sweeney, Emily Ratajkowski, and supermodels. I'd be out of here. I wouldn't work. Evan tells me all the time, if I won the lotto, I would work. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. If I had billions of dollars, I'd be gone. You wouldn't have to hear from me again. Because, you know what? I have a ton of money now. And I'd go enjoy myself. There's so much negativity in the world. Why bring it into sports? Be positive. And they're 2.5 back. And we've been so damn negative all these years with the Mets. It's time to turn it around. It's time to get those positive vibes going. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Lugauer for hours. I got you to 3 o'clock. More of your calls on the Mets. We will definitely get into the Yankees. Of course, Ben Rice with the crazy game yesterday. 3 home runs. It's not all positive, though. The Yankees have been struggling. Gerrit Cole had another bad performance. We have now heard from the Aaron Boone needs to be fired people. We will get into all that. I will give you a little reaction also on the first episode of Hard Knocks with the Giants. Episode 2 airing this Tuesday night. Plenty to do here. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.